Blog Talk Radio.
We desire to go to Jerusalem because in the scriptures, three times in the year, you are supposed to be able to go on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem,
right,
to pay your respects to God.
Right.
Why? Do they not want us to go to Jerusalem to take off? Our fathers in former times went in multitude unto Jerusalem. Who is it that desires that we not go to Jerusalem to pay our respects?
Spiritually oppressing all my people like Malachi 3:8 has to play, let's teach. Read the whole chapter, you pastors, it's like Hosea 4:6, don't forget not teach. Ezekiel 8:14, they weep for who? That the cross is the lower T for that deity. Jeremiah 23:27. Forgot his name for Lord, sharpen my sword for the kneel to the floor, say no more, repent. Yeah, y'all gotta repent. Luke 1:5, the course was Abijah. 1 Chron 24:10. Ha, now I know the birth of the Messiah. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1, though. Mentally enslaving all my people like stealing from Yahuwah, oppressing my people fair. Walk up in the church, tell the pastor like let him go. Mentally enslaving all my people like stealing from Yahuwah, oppressing my people fair. Why? Walk up in the church, tell the pastor like Leviticus 11, still people eating swine. Isaiah 55, verse 4, no swine. Isaiah 66, verse 3, no swine.
Okay. Oh, you don't need the New Testament, right?
Matthew 5, 17 through 19, listen. 2 John 1, 6, is love, I listen. Romans 2, 13, now what? Who said?
I said that.
Exodus, so we can exodus. Sage on board, year, chisholing, dripping, spiritual. Oppressing my people, wondering 40 years. Yahuwah is my savior and king, now listen. Yahusha means the father, it's salvation. John 3:18, you see why I believe. Mentally enslaving all my people like fair.
What?
Stealing from Yahuwah, oppressing my people fair. Can't walk up in the church, tell the pastor like fair.
Straight up.
Mentally enslaving all my people like fair.
What?
Stealing from Yahuwah, oppressing my people fair. Walk up in the church, tell the pastor like fair. You gotta have faith, but according to the Romans 9:1-5, why you lie? My flesh is of Yasharel, you better tell.
ASAP, man.
Psalms 83, crafty counsel I see. Got us working on Shabbat on Sunday preaching. Psalms 91, in him I trust Yahuwah. Yeah. Okay, Deuteronomy 28, it all relates. Atlantic slave trade back in Egypt now. 2 Kings 17:5-19.
Seen the read though.
Romans 11, don't boast up, listen. As we return, this fire burns in me. Baruchata Yahuwah Avinu, translate that.
Hebrew.
I mean.
But if the trumpet does blow, we are concerned and we are troubled. But let all the inhabitants of the world know we're not afraid.
Absolutely. We're not afraid.
find your peace.
All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. We're back here again. This is our Tuesday night radio show saying shalom, shalom to everyone. Glad that you were able to make it today. Happy to be here today, you know, just to talk. And, you know, it's a whole lot of stuff going on. There's so much stuff going on that you don't know where to start. You know, Trump is supposed to be on tonight to try to woo the American people, but this is getting ridiculous. I called to the place where we were trying to have the 2019 Day of Repentance and left a message, and a lady called me back today, and she was like, don't mail anything off, don't send anything, she said, because, quote. I said, well, can I just go ahead and stick it in the mail and need to be there? She said, no, because the mailman can't even get in. The gates are closed. I read an article today where they said that they're losing thousands of dollars by the day. Toilets is backing up, and sewers is backing up, and trash is backing up, that it is really turning into something, you know. So it is, you know, she just told me to hold on to everything until they open back up and resume business, because there's nothing that you can do, you know, for nothing can happen. It's nothing. It's terrible. I think it is terrible that these people can't go to work. My sister worked for the IRS. She's been off the day. She can't go to work. My coworkers said her uncle works for the Veterans Administration. He going to work, but he's not getting paid. It's terrible. You know, so it's really something. Let me get Brother Donia's mic open. Hold on, here we go. Brother Donia, your mic is open. Good to hear you on the air.
Shalom, shalom, family. I just wanted to chime in and let you know that a young lady, a Hebrew Israelite lady, told me, I mean, she said that the reason why he shut down the government is to block Mueller's investigation.
Wow, that's possible, too. Yeah, that's a possibility.
I told her that that was a very good analysis because, you understand, he's talking about keeping it closed for months and years.
He can't do Brother Donnell. If he do that, it's over. It's a done deal. I mean, really, these people have no income coming in at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, and think about the people who don't have.
You know, this guy talking about, you know, he closed the border for humanitarian reasons, you understand? But the thing is with me is that there is no humanitarian, the only thing that the humanitarian reasons is the ones that he caused. You know, and we're gonna see what he has to say, but he lies so much, man. Oh my God, this guy right here is a pathological liar. You
yeah.
Know, he opens
yeah.
his mouth and expects to lie. You understand?
That's what they said. That's what they were saying. I see you, Erica 111. I was reading an article where Nancy Pelosi was asking the news media to give the Democrats some time after he finishes, because they talking about most of the stuff that he's going to bring to the table is going to be mistruths. It's like, man, this is serious. People can't survive. I don't understand. I don't know. I just don't know.
This is part of the destruction and the takedown of America and the Western culture. You understand? So it's gradually falling apart.
That's so sad, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to affect us all here in a minute. Hold on, area code 111, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. 111? Hello? We can't hear you, so if your phone is on mute, you got to take it off. Hello? Okay, I'll put them back on mute. But, yeah, you know, it's a sad situation. It really is. It's a terrible situation. You know, to be in all them people don't have no job. They can't pay their rent. They can't pay car notes. They can't pay anything. They have nothing. And then they were, like they were saying before, everybody's not going to get paid back. Everybody's not going to get their money back.
That is
it's correct. Terrible. They said that it is a mess, that the places, that the national parks and the different places is becoming unsanitary because ain't nobody to pick up the trash. They said that the sewers is backing up. Can you imagine?
That This is the takedown of America. And he only doing this. See, he needed an escape goat. You understand? The closing down of the, to in order for him to close down the government, he needed to be able to use the border, you understand, the border wall, you understand, as his scapegoat. You understand? And he's using these people as political pawns. You understand? He don't care nothing about no people. How could he possibly do that? How could he understand that he, how could we understand that he cares about people? I don't get that.
Now, we're in the, what, the 22nd day? Is this the 22nd day that we're here? And it looks like there's no end in sight?
This is the 17th day.
Wow. It's just really sad. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, you know, like I said, it's going to eventually affect us, too. We right now, we're not feeling the effects of it, but it's going to eventually affect everybody, you know? Everybody's going to feel this because, like I said, I got a sister work for the IRS. She's not working, you know, and a couple of other people not working. And then the people that do work for the government in different capacities, they're working, but they don't get no check. I wonder if they can file for unemployment.
They've been trying, but I think that they're filing for unemployment, you know. You understand? They got a lot of people filing for unemployment. They got a lot of people filing for unemployment.
Yeah, because they got to have some money coming in. That's ridiculous for them to just, but like you said, he don't really care one way or the other. It, you know, it is, and, you know, I don't know. I really don't know, you know. So
he said that the people that are not getting no check, they agree with him. I can't believe that at all. I tell you, I think he's just a pathological liar. Then he said that the last three Democratic Republicans agreed, called him and told him, keep up the good work, man. And they called the news people called Obama, Clinton, and Carter to find out if they said what they said. They said they ain't spoken to that guy.
That is terrible. That's scary. That is really scary. I mean, that's scary. And it's been going on for so long. But then I thought about it. Remember, he said something when he was running for president. He said if he go down, he's taking everybody with him. Remember?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's why they scared to get. That's why they scared to get rid of him, because he know where the bodies is buried, and them Republicans is holding on for dear life. Because he told him, if I go down, I'm taking everybody with me, and he meant that too.
That's right.
So ain't no telling what they and what kind of goods he got on everybody. Boy, this is a mess. It is really true.
You know, he always tells the story about the woman and the snake. You ever heard that?
Yeah. I sure have. I sure have. What he said, you knew I was a snake when you brought me in. You know,
yeah.
I sure do. That is some scary stuff. And then, like I said, the lady called me back today when I was at work. She said, there's no need to mail anything in. I said, well, can I at least just mail it in? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to mail it off. She was like, nope, don't mail off nothing. And something told me to hold on to it. She was like, don't mail anything off until it opens back up again, because the mailman can't even get in the gate. She said the gate is locked.
Yeah, I don't care nothing about no people. Does that? What he cares? Mm. He eating every day. Does that? What he want? Does that? His steaks. He's a McDonald's type of guy.
Because I was going to mail it off the other day, and something told me not to do it, to hold off. And I had everything this morning, and I was going to drop it in the mail when I got off work today. And she called me today, like, don't send nothing nowhere because we're not there. She said, it's only a skeleton crew here. And I remember I told you I called and I had to leave a message.
Okay.
I had to leave a message. And she was just returning my call from the message. You know, it's just sad. It really is sad, and you just never thought you'd see the day. Because this is, they said, is this the longest government shutdown we've had thus far?
Yeah, you understand? if they get to this is either the 18th, 17th, or 18th day. You understand? If they get to the weekend of Friday, I think it would be the longest shutdown that they ever had by Friday.
Wow! It says the government shutdown enters the third week. Wow. It is something, I tell you. It's really something. It's sad.
Real, messed up here. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I mean, look at the people in Ohio. The one that the car dealership shut down, General Motors.
Say what?
That's it. 1,500 people lost their jobs.
The farmers ain't getting their money that they was promised.
But it's all in the part of the plan, I guess. I guess it's all a part of the plan. Let me see what CBS is saying. Hold on, you guys. I'm gonna see what they're saying here.
$6 billion in border wall funding, President Trump and congressional leaders from both parties could not agree on a deal Friday. Congressional Democratic leaders characterized the meeting as contentious because of how Nancy Pelosi emphasized Democrats need to open up the government to resolve border funding. We agreed that we will continue our conversations, but we all recognize on the Democratic side that we really cannot resolve this until we open up government, and we made that very clear to the president. Services are being withheld from the American people. Paychecks are being withheld from people who serve the needs of the American people, and our border security will suffer if we do not resolve this issue. We are committed to keeping our borders safe. That has always been our principle, to honor the oath of office that we take to protect and defend our country and our Constitution.
We told the president we needed the government open. He resisted. In fact, he said he'd keep the government closed for a very long period of time, months or even years.
The president later had a long press conference in the Rose Garden to discuss the shutdown. CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett asked President Trump about Senator Schumer's comments.
Senator Schumer came out and said that the meeting, from his point of view and Speaker Pelosi's, was contentious. He also said, you said in the meeting, this is him quoting you, I just want to check, that the shutdown could go on for months or even a year or longer. Did you say that?
I did.
Is that your assessment?
Yeah, here we are. Absolutely, I said that. I don't think it will, but I am prepared, and I think I can speak for Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. They feel very strongly about having a safe country, having a border that makes sense without borders. I've said it many times, we don't have a country. I hope it doesn't go on even beyond a few more days. It really could open very quickly.
Saturday morning, the president held firm, tweeting the Democrats want billions of dollars for foreign aid, but they don't want to spend a small fraction of that number on properly securing our border. Figure that one out. Senator Farris.
Wow.
This man is crazy. Did you hear what he said? Excuse me. He said months or even years. Did you know that would take us? That will cripple this country at its knees.
Yep.
It ain't going to be no country for no borders to be done if he keeps it closed for months. Ain't going to be no. We, Brother Donya, you know what? If something is not done, we are sitting in the perfect spot to be taken over by another nation.
Absolutely. I told you all that, man. They wait for the weakest moment.
Man, months. He said months or even years. That is unbelievable. Who says, who does that?
Evidently, Trump. He's been, he's been doing crooked stuff for 30 years. 30 years. you know, it's always been me to ask, how did he become president? They didn't vet him. If they vetted him, he wouldn't be president. But they just let him in the office, you understand? And then another thing, he didn't win the popular vote. He won the electoral college, you understand, elected him in. But from my estimation, they can't vote. Electoral only is in play if they're having a problem with the popular vote. That's the only way that the electoral college can elect anybody or elect people. You understand? Is when they have a problem with the popular vote. There was no problem, but they was able to elect him in the office. You understand? You know, he's been a liar from the inception of the whole thing. When he was having when he was being nominated and they was going back and forth on the stage there, no issue. He didn't have no platform, no nothing. They ain't talk about no. He just did a whole lot of insulting people. Man, I don't get that.
Wow.
Here, but we got to understand.
Wow.
This is the latter days, and he is the modern day devil.
Wow. All I can say is wow. I want to play just a little bit more. Here we go.
You're using emergency powers to grant yourself authority to build this wall without congressional approval. And second,
yes,
I have to go. You have.
Yes, I have.
And I can do it if I want. So you don't need congressional approval to build
No, we could even, absolutely, we could call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it, but we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly, and the little way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot. So is that a threat hanging over the Democrat? I never threaten anybody, but I am allowed to do that.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Wow. It ain't gonna be no government. You hear me? Ain't gonna be no country. This can spiral out of control really quickly. It really can. It can spiral out of control really quickly.
You're absolutely correct. You understand? And the way I see it, man, it's gonna be hard to reestablish and put these things back in place if we go too much longer.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, I mean, you know, we knew this was coming. I guess we have to brace ourselves and do what we need to do because it's not going to get no better. This is not going to get better.
That is correct.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, he's supposed to be talking.
They don't expect him to talk, to say anything. All they expected him to do is tell lies and misleading statements. They ain't looking for nothing coming out of his mouth that's going to be true. I told you, only reason why he got this, he closed down the government, is to block Mueller's investigation. That's what he's trying to do.
Unbelievable. Well, everybody done heard it. I mean, we watching it with our own eyes. It's just a miracle. It's amazing. I never thought I'd live to see this happen. I mean, for real. They're going to end up spending more money giving people unemployment because they're going to have to pay something. These people got to be able to live. They got to be able to eat. They got to be able to pay their rent. They got to be able to pay car notes and food. And, I mean, they have to be able to do those things. He is basically holding the government employees hostage until he gets what he wants. First it was the kids, the little kids from a different country. Now it's the government employees. There ain't going to be no country here in a minute. Woo, that's just too much for them.
Oh. It's ugly, man. I you're getting ready to get ugly. I don't get it. You understand?
Well, you know, we can listen to them talk all night. They're going to still say the same thing. And the bottom line is that we knew this was coming. We have to prepare ourselves. Anybody who else would like to be a part of the conversation, please feel free to push one. You know, we can go from here. Your surgery is Friday, correct? You having your surgery this coming Friday?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, we will definitely be praying for you. I know, you know, that you're anticipating doing that, you know, and we'll definitely be praying for you as much as we possibly can. You know, we hope all things go well, you know, and we sure
it
will.
Sure will. Like, you know, you get kind of anxious, anxiety, you understand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had no operation or anything like that, you understand,
okay.
In my life, you understand. And I'm going to be unconscious, and they're going to do it, you know, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to get rid of one pain, and the recovery pain, you know, it's going to be about 7 days. I had to call around and get me a nurse to come out to remove the catheter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
that
we don't play. I'm not
bad as of yet, man. I still got to do some more. I got to call the Grady Health Center and have them call the insurance company so that they could coordinate this stuff. I got to do that earlier.
Well, we'll be praying for you. I mean, I've had to have certain procedures done, you know, and by the grace of y'all, I know you don't want to because I didn't want to. You know, I went through that whole process like, why do I have to allow this to happen? And why do I have to put my life in the hands of these people? I don't want, but it turned out to be all right. So, I mean, you know, it'll turn out to be okay. You know, you just trust y'all going in and you'll open up your eyes and it'll be over with and you'll be back home before you know it.
Yeah, I know. That's all I'm doing is trusting the Almighty with all my heart and soul. You understand? And all
mm-hmm.
my being. You understand? I don't have any other way I could go out. You understand what I'm saying? I got to put my life in these people's hands. You understand? And, you know, but here's the thing with me. The Almighty has put us in a good position here. You understand? I think like we had mentioned years ago, you understand, that the royal house of David is in
mm-hmm.
America.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I say that is because we've been living pretty high on the hog here. Even though we
mm-hmm.
went through hell, you understand? We're
mm-hmm.
able to have doctors, you understand? We got public housing, you understand what I'm saying? And all the little perks that happened, that the other people that are spread out throughout America, I mean, throughout the four corners of the earth, they don't get none of this, man. They live in
mm-hmm.
little huts and dirt roads and they going through hell, you understand? You know, they don't have no medical assistance. Sometimes that's not as good as it sounds because we have these medical things, you understand? But one thing that I do know, that they don't have as much illness as we do here in America.
No, and that's a blessing, you know, to be able to be in this position. And like I said, you know, to be in good, because there's some good doctors out there, you know, that, and I just believe that the Most High going to put you in the hands of the best, you know, and we just pray and believe him. It's some good sleep. You'll get some good sleep. And when you wake up, you'll feel like you've been asleep for hours and hours and hours, you know, and everything will be okay. You know, just got to trust him. But one thing about this whole body breaks down after a while. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you do, you can eat right and do all the things you need to do, but it's designed to break down after a while, and certain things have to be done to keep it going.
Well, you know, Sister Yaina, yes, and I've been inclined to agree with you part of that. You understand? The reason I say that is because when we were in our own land and that session, we didn't have all of these diseases and stuff. No, said to be 100 or so years. You understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir.
And without no illness. Moshe, you understand? His eyes didn't obey him. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and he was still getting around. He, you know, of course he wasn't able to lift and carry and blah, 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 you know, like he was a young man, but you understand? He, you know, he died of old age.
Jacob too.
You know, when we hear these societies here, man, they trying to get rid of us, man. They give us all kinds of shots and vaccines, and I never had one of those flu shots. Never.
Me neither.
I refuse to have that. I haven't had a cold, in about 4 years.
Me neither. Me neither.
But see, here's the thing, man. You know, you understand? They got a law that your children going to school, they got to have the shot, or they can't come to school. That is correct. You understand?
Well, we got to get back home. You know, and we this was like when Joseph went into Egypt. Pharaoh asked him, how old are you? He had to be old. You know, he said, I'm not as old as some of my ancestors was, you know, but, you know, we do have longevity on our side when we are in our own land and when we are growing our own food and eating from our own animals and all that kind of stuff. But as long as we're here, you got to make the best of what you got. And sometimes, you know, you have to do certain things so that you can prolong life because we're not working with 100% quality.
That's correct. You know, to speak of that, you understand, quality, you understand, we get everything that we get today comes from China. And China doesn't have a quality product, you understand? They got an inferior product, you understand? And we deal with them, you understand? And they fighting over, you understand, who gonna get the turf and you know stuff like that, but China doesn't have, you understand. America used to have quality stuff. Man, you can't go into Walmart or Macy's or any one of them stores and find American-made product.
I know what you mean. I do. I know exactly what you mean. You know, and then when you look, I was listening to something today. Where they were talking about how the FDA has approved clone animals and clone milk from clone animals and all kind of stuff. And it's like when you're working with those odds and you're eating those things, you really got to pray over it and add some vitamins or something to it so that you don't get sick. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, and they don't have to put any acknowledgement on that to let you know what animals is cloned and which ones ain't.
You're right. They don't have to put that on the label. Ain't that something?
No.
What kind of people do they deal with? What kind of regular thing folks just do?
Brother Donnie, I was in Walmart and milk, a gallon of milk was 97 cents. I have never seen milk, not a gallon, 97 cents. Because I used to get WIC when my children was little. And that milk was every bit of $2 and some change or $3 a gallon. 90 the milk is. And they said the people just aren't drinking it anymore. It's causing too many health issues. And people just refuse to drink it.
I'm sure. I tried that almond milk, you understand? And that's what I buy now, you understand? It's an acquired taste, I'm sure.
I understand. And I used to cough and cough. I was coughing so bad at work. My boss was like, do you need a cough drop? Everybody was like, Lord, you're going to have to quit coughing like that. And I cut the dairy products out, and I started taking some liquid vitamin D, and it went away. It's gone. It just went away. I didn't have any. There's no more inflammation. There's no more rattling in the chest. It's gone. I just stopped. I said, I'm not putting that in my system no more. So when you're working with those kind of things and you're eating that kind of stuff, and you know what I'm saying, and we're not growing our own food, certain things are going to bound to happen to the body. It's just going to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You understand? We're not supposed to drink that. Yeah. That. I mean, you know, when you have a child, they're supposed to be get the nourishment from your milk. You understand? And
that's the same thing
with a calf. They get milk from the cow. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They producing this stuff so fast, you understand? The calf don't never get a chance to drink no milk, you understand, because they keep the calf pregnant, you understand? Oh man, it's a mess for them.
It's clone, but they clone. They're not even doing it the natural way anymore, where the animals are coming together and procreating. They're just duplicating the same animal. So it's very difficult. Oh, my goodness gracious, oh Lord have mercy, help us. Please help us and get us out. I mean, we just got to, you know, that's, I think everybody's just tired of all of that. They want to be able to go somewhere under where the Most High can begin to nourish us, cleanse us, and feed us, because this stuff here, in a minute, it's going to all be plastic.
We just got to hold on, sister. Hold on. Keep doing what you're doing about telling people what they need to hear, you understand, and hold on. That's all we can do. We can't, there's nothing else that we can do. We got to trust in the Almighty and hold on. He said, and I think it was in Joel, you understand, that we got to wait on him, you understand? Gather ourselves, you understand, and wait on the Almighty.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of us just hanging on. Hold on. That's all I can say, you understand? Because even water that we drink in bottled water most of the time, because I don't drink the water out of the spring, period. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I used to know some people that work for the water treatment. Yeah, they ain't water out the toilet. Shoot it back through, you understand? Sift it out, put some chemicals in it, and shoot it back through the faucet. You understand? They've been finding that water, you understand, has all kinds of stuff in it. You understand? Menstruation stuff, man, and chemicals,
I can't get to the wilderness fast.
Huh?
I said I can't get to the wilderness fast enough. That's not the fact that Yah's not going to be there, because I want to see Yah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going for him. But just that he's going to provide clean drinking water and food that's not contaminated, and we'll be able to rest.
Absolutely. You understand? When you close your eyes, man, you can feel comfortable in closing your eyes. Understand what I'm saying? You know. And that bottled water that we drinking, man, we don't know where it's coming from.
That is true. That's the truth. Because the same water is bottled.
I'm taking one hell of a chance.
That's true. I say it could be the same water. Just put it in a different bottle and package different. We could be drinking that same toilet water and not even know it.
You just
don't never know.
Absolutely.
Oh, y'all, please. You know, please have mercy on us.
Look here, at one time, you know what I'm saying, I had left some water, a little bit of water in a bottle, and it evaporated. And I looked in the bottle, and there's some white stuff in the bottle. I said, well, what the hell is that?
Woo, that is too much going on. Man, guess what? You done drank most of it, so whatever it was. Lord, help us, please.
That made me come to the conclusion that we don't know what, if we don't produce our own, we don't know what the hell we get.
You better say that again. Yes, you know, you better say that again. Lord, have mercy on us, please. Yah, please have mercy on your people. We got 8 months left. Lord, please have mercy on us. Please deliver us from this place, from the places all around the world. Whew. You know, we all going to have to go through some sort of recalculation.
Yeah. And it's because about disobedience.
I know.
I was stupid, you understand, too. And you know, see, this stuff didn't happen overnight, you understand? You know, I mean, we weren't just disobedient 1 or 2 days. We was disobedient for a long time. And what we did was we worshiped other gods. That was the kicker.
Yeah.
And Almighty don't want you worshiping other gods. After he didn't give us all we got, and he didn't give us, and he was about to give us all what we need.
Yeah.
And we still, you know, and we had the audacity to go astray and worship other gods. God Almighty, what is wrong with us? So we get back home this time, and when we get into the wilderness, you understand? For me, I'm never going to change. I'm going to be about the Almighty and His laws, the statutes, and commandments, and I'm going to hold it tight, hold it in my hand, in my heart. You understand? That's what He said. He's going to put it in your heart. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to. I will never go astray.
I know that's right. I don't think nobody else will want to get back over here. You're going to have to pry people out of there. Now, it might be some that will come for the wrong reason, and they may be looking out for themselves. But for the ones with a sincere heart, I don't think you're going to have that problem to worry about. I really don't. Because all you have to do is remember what this was like. You know, we got a hospital on every corner. Our hospitals in Cincinnati is 3 and 4 city blocks long. I'm not lying to you. They're huge. You know, and that's got to say something. Children's Hospital, this one, they say it's the best hospital in the country, but people fly from all over to bring their children to this hospital, and it's a good thing. But, I mean, it's something going on with our society when the hospitals take up that much real estate in the city. Something's wrong somewhere.
Absolutely. You understand?
You know?
Grady is the public hospital that we deal with. You understand, right here in West Ham, and they can't see what they do is that's a teaching hospital that they got. You know, they bring all the interns there to Grady, and that's where they learn how to do stuff. And you know, I have to, when I go there, man. I always tell them, and I say it as a joke, but I'll be serious. I don't want y'all experimenting on me, man. Please.
Lord help us. Woo-wee. You know, it's just, we're going to get there, though. We almost there. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to give up now. We're going to hold to the faith. We're going to be encouraged and make it through this process so we can get to the end of this curse, this prophecy, and ask and beg and cry out to the Most High to please deliver us from this. Please, said the man yesterday, come on, we just trying to run. Ain't nobody trying. We're going to run up out of here as quick as he says we can go. You will see the tail end of us with the dust behind us. We're going to run.
Absolutely.
I don't think nobody going to miss that boat for real. And quiet as it's kept, he might be on it trying to get a seat. Shoot. You better believe we are. As soon as he say it's okay to go and it's the way has been prepared, yes. No.
Yeah. The Almighty is our Elohim, and He's not going to fail us. Do you think He's going to bring us to this point, brought us to this point right here and turn His back on us? Not at all.
No.
He said that He was going to gather His people from the four corners of the earth. His people. And He knows His people. So all of those folks that's proclaiming to be Hebrew Israelites, Israelites and all of that kind of stuff, we gonna see.
Yes, indeed, absolutely. So you know, like I said, it's an encouraging time. It's something to look forward to. You know, we gonna feel. He said we gonna feel some of the stuff that we're seeing now. You know, with the government doing what they're doing, and that's out of our control too. We don't have no control over that either. Everybody's gonna do what they're gonna do, but in the meantime, we just keep doing what we're doing. We still worshiping Yah. We still believing in His word, We keeping the law, statutes, and the commandments, and ready to go when he say it's time. That's all we can do. But it amazes me how it amazes. This is what amazes me is that when the man came on yesterday, he zeroed in on the fact that when he said, "You all are just trying to run. Why are you running?" And my thing is, where did you get that from? Because who told you we was running? I told you it's a love-hate relationship. They don't want us here, but they don't want us to leave either because ain't nobody else going to be here for them to measure themselves up against. Or ain't nobody going to be here for them to mistreat. Now, some of us going to be foolish enough to stay behind, but if they don't want us to go nowhere, even though they don't want us here, and it's like, what do you mean we're trying to run? We're leaving. That's what you wanted. Y'all didn't want us here in the first place. Now that there's no resources for us, you want us gone, but then you don't want us to leave. You can't have it both ways.
Absolutely. Then you want to
it's
tell
a love-hate relationship.
We're trying to hijack those Jews' religion.
Right. Exactly. No. You know, they can do, ain't nobody removing them either. They're going to still be in Jerusalem to do what they're supposed to do because they have to finish out whatever they're going to do. We're not doing any of that. We're going to be with our Elohim because he has a place of safety prepared for us to be able to go.
Absolutely.
You know, but they don't want that either. Why should we get to leave and everything falling down around them? But y'all the ones voted him in there. Y'all put him in there. And yes, I said y'all. I know exactly how to speak proper English. Y'all put him in there.
Absolutely.
And this is the Most High put him in there.
Yeah.
And he's doing what he's supposed to do.
You know, that's so ironic, man, is that the Almighty put in the right place to bring this place down. They can't figure out how they're going to get him out of office. They can't figure out whether they want to impeach him or indict him.
He know where the body is. That he told him in the beginning, if I go down, I'm taking everybody. That's why they can't get rid of him, because he got the dirt on them all. That's exactly why.
Yeah.
That's exactly why they can't get rid of him. Because I kept saying, why don't they just impeach him and put him out of office? No, he got the dirt on everybody. He told him, if I go down, everybody going with him.
Yeah.
So, here you go. Hold on, I think this Brother Leonard, hold on, let me open up his mic. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know about the national emergency tonight at 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Trump got a national emergency meeting tonight at 9 o'clock on the Oval.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's supposed to get a speech. Yeah. Yes, I do. I don't know what he's going to say, but like I was telling him earlier, that the Democrats asked the news media if they could give them some time after he finished speaking so because they know he's not going to tell the truth.
Yeah, they say they're gonna say he's gonna do his speech first, and then he's gonna give the Democrats a chance from another place, another location.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna do it from the Oval.
Yeah, it's crucial. It's cool. He said months. We just played a clip where the man said, he said, "Well, let me get this straight, Art. Is it true that you said that it's possible that the government will stay shut down for months, a year, or maybe even years?" He said, "I did say that. Yes, I did."
Yeah, he said
so if that happens, we are in a most vulnerable situation.
Right.
A most vulnerable situation. That's very. Is the military getting paid?
Yeah.
Terrible. It's terrible. We're sitting very vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? Because this is going into the third week. I was telling them, you know, that I had called up there to the National Park area for our program and left a message for someone to call me And the lady called me today and told me, do not mail anything up there. Do not send anything up there until they open, because the mailman can't even get in there to deliver the mail.
That's against the law. You can't federally leave the mailman out. Ain't that against the law?
I think so. I'm sure it is. You understand?
Yeah, they just passed that other thing, too.
They did what?
They passed that, that you have to be, everybody's phone have to be, what they call it, you know, what they do the broadcast system over the phone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's phone has to be broadcast ready by April. And so I'm there's something going on with that too, because everything is April. That Wakanda Village One, they're gonna start the construction on that in April.
Oh.
And so that's our New Year's is in April, in May.
But yeah, was, March. I started in March, don't it?
Yeah, I mean in that time frame.
Yeah.
It seems like that's true. People hearing that. Everything is around April, all the deadlines, everything set for April and March and April.
I don't know. I know, like I said, he told me if he go down, everybody going with him. But it's just a mirror. I mean, I don't know how long we're going to be able to last like this, because, like I said, I got family members that can't go to work because they can't. It's closed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
They're also saying that they want that, that Wakanda One Village, they want African Americans to have a contract. They want African Americans to build it. They want African Americans involved in the whole thing. So, I mean, that means we got to leave here. If that's the
goal. I ain't going.
It's scheduled to start in March, April.
I don't care what they do. I ain't going. I'm not going over there to be under no more monarch. I'm not going over there. I'm really not to be under that. I'm certainly not. Because you're talking about under another whole nother regime. We'll be under a whole nother regime, a whole nother government, Newt.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Wakanda. They're building a city called Wakanda in Africa. And you said they're building it in April.
They got too much stuff going on in Africa, man.
China over there, Russia.
Yeah, they got Russia, China, they got France, they got all of them folks over there, man. I'm going to stay right here myself until the Almighty call me back home. I'm not going to do that. They getting ready to, you understand, something big is going to happen right there in that region.
Yep.
They also had the Ghana president. He addressed he went to the governor's convention in America, and he addressed them. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's real mm-hmm. crazy.
Getting ready to lead them sleep to the shop. Getting ready to lead the sheep to the slaughter. I'm not doing no.
You know, the Almighty said that there's going to be a destruction, a great destruction. Now, he would not have put great in there with destruction unless there's going to be something big happen.
What?
And all of those nations that are under the rule of the Western culture, they're going to catch it.
Right.
Mm-mm. Much.
I'm not going to Africa, just, man. I'm not, you know, not right now. I'm waiting to the Almighty. See, the Almighty will let you know when it's time to make a move. And he's going to make a way for
right.
you. He ain't got no money to go nowhere, and I'm not going to be on the thumb of nobody.
But
you neither.
Why would I want to go there, man, be under the thumb of somebody else, man? I'm not going to be able to do that. You understand? I'll probably be killed off. Because I'm going to run my mouth and all that stuff. You understand? And, you know, these guys, you know, those government officials, the UA They all corrupt, man.
Right.
And Hebrew Israelite is going along with the program.
I'll praise to the Most High.
He didn't put me in this position here in America. Now, I don't hold no position with nobody. You understand? But he didn't leave me in this position in America. You understand? All willy nilly. You understand? There's a reason why this has happened.
And it's a reason why all them other countries is in Africa. Everybody's fighting for them resources over there. All the nations over there. No. And I heard IUIC, one of the head guy, IUIC, somebody, y'all born in Africa, whether you want to or not, that's where you're going to be. I'm like, how you know? You go over there and eat. Because he ain't left either. He still got his job working for the police department. Is he still a detective? He ain't went nowhere. His family's still in America. Shoot. Everybody talk good, but while they in their living room watch TV, shoot, you talking about going over to no. Now, if y'all say it, that'd be something else, but he have to say it. I'm not new. And I don't see that. I just don't see it. I could be wrong. I ain't right all the time. I could be wrong, but it's too much, brother. Don't ask that. It's too much going over there, and it happened all of a sudden. The moment we start talking about it, all of them, it seemed like they all moved in over there, all of them. They said China is over there tough.
Well, he said he's going to put hooks in them and bring them to the Gallagher Jihad Fair.
Yeah, when the time comes. Yeah.
You know, one thing that really, I don't understand. They giving up all the resources in Africa for paper money.
Right.
Of money that has
color
no
paper.
Value. They giving up
colored
value.
Paper.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said colored paper.
That has no value. It ain't backed by no gold or nothing. You understand? And the same money that they giving up, they paying, they get, what's name? I mean, they're giving up their nice paper, too. They're willing to give up billions of dollars, you understand? And they're going to have to take that money and buy the same stuff that they're giving away.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is so very true.
Somebody
they got something going on.
Somebody told me
that
something
else you got to thank me. Yeah, something else you have to factor in is I was sitting there thinking about the other day was when Cyrus came on the scene. When you go back and you read that, Cyrus said, "The Lord, your God told me." And then Josiah came out against the king of the east when he was on his way to fight against the people on the Euphrates. The king of the east told Josiah to go on about your business because your God sent me. So the thing is that I hadn't factored in was that could it be that the Most High dealing with them? Because of what happened is even with Abraham when Amalek had took Sarah, the Lord showed up and told Amalek to bring her back. So when Amalek came back, he told him, "Your God." Why you ain't tell me? Your God told me, and then he made it Abraham with. So could it be that the Most High showed up and dealt with them as far as us? Because of what they've done up until this point and what they're doing now make no sense. Because they didn't kept us separated and subjugated and did all kind of abusive stuff to us. Now all of a sudden, they doing all this stuff now all of a sudden. So that could be a factor and something to think about right there. Because everybody else said that the Lord showed up and talked to them. And that's why they did what they was doing. He told Cyrus to tell them to give them the gold and the silver they need to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. And that's what Cyrus told them. Your God told me to tell you to go back. So he pressed my shoulder and talked to him, to those leaders.
Yeah, like I said, I ain't going. I mean, you know, unless, you know, I ain't going. There's just too much going on over there. I'm like, Brother Don, it's too much going on over there right now. It's just too much. And it is, you know, it's mighty ironic that all of a sudden now they need us over there in certain cities to do certain things. And, you know, it's like, you know, that's a nice, and we'll see, because guess what? Just like y'all told them, it's time for them to go back here and tell us, too. He'll tell us if that's what he wants to do.
Right. But it says that it's nothing new under the sun. So if you go back to, I was reading the second Ezra where those Israelites, they were boasting. They was wicked, but they was boasting about, you know, the Most High had brought them out of Egypt and brought them to the land of Canaan, gave them the law, statutes, and judgments. They had the temple and all that, and the Most High was there. So they was boasting about that, even though they was wicked. So when he told them that they was going to get driven out, they weren't leaving. They weren't going to leave. So he had to drive them out. He drove them out when he brought them there. That's how they ended up on the West Coast of Africa. They wouldn't have never left the land of Israel if he hadn't drove them out. And then we know that Adam was in the garden. Adam was in the garden with the Most High. He wasn't going to leave. He drove him out. Then he put a flaming sword there. The Bible tells you he had to drive him out. It's just like us right now. We knew the Most High. We wouldn't leave from wherever he is. But even though we
Are you going over there to live? Are you going?
Well, the thing about it is when you look at everything in context, like I was saying, it's only one departure. It's not two departures. That's just like it's only one departure from here. So I mean, whenever that presents itself, you can't say, well, that's not it. Or that, because it's only one.
What if it's a trick?
Well, that's the point. He said that he's gonna make them look like idiots in the last day. He's gonna put a hook in them. They've been slicking everybody else. They're gonna get slick. That's the thing about it. And then we know that a lot of people keep saying that. We don't have no standing army over there. Yeah, we got a standing army. Ezekiel 37. That army comes up suddenly. He raised an army. See, a great shaking happened in Joel. And that army came out of nowhere. So we got an army over there.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that the thing that I'm looking at is that the Almighty will definitely let you know. I mean, here's the thing with me. He's always been with me. You understand? He's always showed me the way. He kept me in this way. I didn't go to the left or to the right. My congregation that I was affiliated with, they broke up. You understand? But I never went into Christianity or became a Muslim. I stayed in the way. Stayed straight.
Right.
You understand? I didn't go to the left or to the right. I believe in my heart that he will let us know, you understand, what we need to do at the proper time.
Yep,
yeah.
I do too. I mean, even if that's the only solution that presents itself, y'all will still confirm that that's where he wants us to go, if that's what it is. If that's where it is, he'll confirm it. He'll send somebody by, or we'll get a dream or something to say that's where he wants us to go, and we don't have to second-guess ourselves because it's the only solution available. You know what I'm saying? And so I just think that, you know, everybody should just take and trust Yah. That's all I can say. It's, and wait on him, because he's very clear about what he wants us to do. You know? I just, they got too much going on over there. And then a lot of that is already controlled by, and don't the queen still control most of that area?
Esau controlled it. The thing about it is that the bankers, like when you go back and you trace them, they've been behind all the wars, everything. Even like I was saying, America, when America came into existence, wasn't nobody here. They had a mass evacuation to left the European continent and the African continent and came here. So now that China then took over, they're gonna have another mass evacuation for people to leave here. That's beyond the shadow of a doubt. And Esau, the Illuminati bankers are the ones behind it. And they want us in Africa to build it up. We built Pharaoh up. We built up America. And so they have to use us. And they want us
to. I ain't building up nothing else. No, the Most High ain't said we had to go nowhere to build nothing up. Now, this is supposed to be the last captivity. We shouldn't have to go nowhere else and build up no other country. None. Now, we know we done built this one. We ain't nothing else left to do but go home. He didn't say we had to build nobody else up. And if that's the purpose for them to come together, that's a whole other captivity. And we going somewhere now.
It said in 2nd Ezra, he gave Ezra, 2nd Ezra, a vision, unlike I did your brother Daniel. He gave he expounded on the on the fourth beat more so than he did with Daniel. And he said that at the end, he said it's three heads. And the three heads woke up. And then he said two little wings came up to the head to rule. They came up to rule. But they was cut off. And so, like I was saying, when you look at it, everybody over in Africa is Eden. So you understand that Africa is Eden. The garden is east of Eden. So he said it's three heads ruling at the end. It's a beast riding, it's a woman riding upon the fourth beast, which is Esau.
Mm-hmm.
Esau posing as Israelite. That's the woman in red that's riding on the beast. Well, you got Esau, America, and Great Britain that's been ruling the world ever since they went over there in World War II and rescued Great Britain. It's been America and Great Britain, but we know Esau controlling both of those countries. So it says at the end, in 2nd Ezra, the head in the middle ate up the two on each side. So Esau caused America and Great Britain to go away, and the other two, the two little wings, was getting ready to rule. That's Gog and Magog. That's Russia and China. They're right over there now.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Russia and China are in America.
Uh-huh. But see, we have to depend on the Almighty Yah. We can't do no, we ain't going to fight them folks or anything like that. We have, the Almighty said that for us to hide out, you understand, in the clefts of the rocks, he's going to send one of his angels to come get us from the clefts of the rocks and the bulrushes, you understand? So we, that's my cry here. Is that I'm going to stick around there until the Almighty come get us out of this. It's going to be a great destruction, and we're going to have to hide out. We're going to have to band together as a little small groups here and there, you understand, hiding out. That's what I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's nothing new under the sun. It's nothing new under the sun. That's what they did in Babylon. That's what they did when the Greeks came. They did the same thing. So he told them it's two figs, two baskets of figs. The good fig was taken out for their good. He said there's nothing new under the sun. So the good fig was taken out for their good, and the bad fig stayed there to deal with the sword. That's what he's always done. The good fig was taken out. He went to Sodom and Gomorrah and took Lot out. He always takes the good fig out. The remnant he takes out.
Well, I know we shouldn't have to go through no more captivities and help build up no more countries or none of that and be under no more government. We just shouldn't have to do that. The Most High didn't say that in his word that we would have to be made to do that. We had to come over here and do that. And, you know?
Right. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, when you understand the scenario and how things happened in the past, they have ruled over us so long, they disrespect the Most High, so they have another plan for us, but it ain't gonna happen. We know that. He says Joel says that suddenly it was a great shaking. So they have plans. Esau got plans to help us build that up, but we know it's not gonna happen. But they gonna go along with the plan. But it says that suddenly the Most High came out of nowhere. And so we know he got to destroy the Edomites in the land of Israel. That's prophesied. We see that already starting to manifest itself now. We see America being manifested to be destroyed. So they got a plan to take us over there to try to do that, but it's not gonna happen.
Right.
We gotta leave here.
Well, I know we gotta leave here, but I've lost that person. He'll make a plane, though. He'll let us know, cause I'm ready to go. Brother Donnie, are you asleep? Did he fall asleep on us? It sounds like he's snoring. Brother Donnie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened?
Okay. It sounded like you were snoring on us.
Oh no! I'm cooking me a burger.
Okay.
My living room is right next to the kitchen.
Okay.
See, here's the thing with me, man. I trust in the Almighty with all my heart and soul, and He didn't bring us to this spot right here to destroy us or let us be destroyed. Now, the only way that I see us being destroyed or any individual being destroyed is because they stopped trusting in the Almighty. They stopped doing it. You understand? And I can understand that, because they're going to make things look so glorious and glamorous. You understand? But we got to stay tight. Stay whole with the Almighty. Stay with the Almighty, man. Don't make no changes. Don't go nowhere. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, if you live, like I'm living in this little place right here, you understand? He might say, well, he might put me in a position where I can upgrade, you understand? I got to look at that real, real hard, you understand?
Right.
To see if it's an upgrade or are they trying to fool me into something. I got to do all of that, man. I got to be able to navigate myself. Like, we got Trump as the president, and it doesn't matter for me who's president, you understand, or what they put in place. I got to figure out and navigate what's best for my life, you understand, without going aside from the Almighty, you understand, because I could destroy my own self by making the wrong decision.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, they had all black actors last week over there. All the black actors in America was in Ghana last week. They called it a full circle celebration
I said they doing the most. They really are trying to make it. They really pumping it up and trying to push it. They really are. But you know, he said be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, give thanks unto Yah. You know, because he's gonna lead us. He didn't bring, like you say, he didn't bring us this far to let us second guess or trust in man, so he'll lead us. I have every confidence in him that once this is over with, he'll lead us. But they really working hard to find an alternative, and you know, to America. And you know, so we'll see.
Yes, what happens. I mean, the reason why that you are in the position that you're in right now in the society here is because of your decision. You understand? You know, you decided to stick with the Almighty. You understand what I'm saying? And He's saving you from being totally annihilated.
Yeah, they can get over and kill all of us. You know what I'm saying? That it could be a setup for those people that are not watching and waiting on Yah and not waiting for an answer. And they go over there and do something to them. No. Or they go to Israel and go to Dimona and all that stuff going on in Dimona, and it hasn't changed. You know, it's just too much. It's just too much iffy stuff. But Yah make a way. He always does. He never leaves us hanging, never. No. We got to just trust him.
To the left or to the right. You understand? You know how they can make this stuff look glamorous? You understand? For you or for me. You understand? They can give you a brand new car, nice apartment with furniture already in it. You understand? But we're going to have to take a look at that.
Yeah.
And because of that's... because you know, and you know, we've had some terrible days, but some bad and some messed up presidents making decisions for us. None of that they, none of the stuff that they ever did that they put in place was for Hebrew Israelites. We had to navigate through this.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it puts us in a very different position because we'll no longer be up under a curse or under that prophecy, that prophetic curse. I bet they do want us over there. You know?
You know, and here, you know, see, now, look here. I love my people. I really, really do. They talking about the 400-year prophecy. This is coming out of Ghana. We having celebrations. Come on back home, but bring your pocketbook.
Right. And what about people who don't have no money? So they're gonna go over there and they're gonna go over there and they're going to offer them jobs and stuff over there. And where does the money come from?
They don't have no jobs. But you go over there looking for a job, fight with them same Africans that's trying to look for a job. Come on. Right here, and let it play out for me.
Yeah, that's about the best bet we got. I mean, because it ain't really nothing else left, and we ain't really finished anyway. So we can't go nowhere, no way. Yeah, we're not done.
Yeah.
Even if it is ready in April, we haven't completed the curse in April. The curse ain't over with.
That is correct. We got to play. Let it play out. Let it play all the way out. I had told you a long time ago, if I had $10 million, I want $5 million in gold and silver bullion. You understand? Then I want them to make sure that they set everything up, man. I got to make sure that I have all the maintenance in place and everything in place, and I take that gold. He ain't giving me that, I ain't going nowhere.
No.
And he's always worked with me, always in my life. And I can say that honestly.
Me too. So we just wait it out. I'm going to wait it out and see what the end going to be. You know, we're going to see what happens because he said he's going to do some miraculous stuff. He said, you think Egypt was something? Wait till he pulled us from all the four corners of the earth. Miraculous.
Yeah,
so I'm waiting. I ain't got nothing else better to do but wait. That's all I can do. I don't have no other resources to do anything else.
Yeah, I see a lot of Egypt like on the camps and all that. They see fans, they keep focusing on America. But this captivity is the whole world. We ain't just coming out of America. We ain't just coming out of Pacific country like we did with Babylon and Egypt. We come out of the whole world. But I noticed all the Israelites focusing on America, but it's the whole world. So when you say they're going to come out with great substance, it's not just America. They're going to come out of everywhere they at with great substance.
Right. But did that mean we got to work for it, though?
No. We ain't going to work for it. It's a hook. That's what he tells us in Ezekiel 38. He's going to put a hook in them, and they're going to think it's business as usual. But suddenly, they're going to see him above us. But we're in a place of dwelling safely. We're not in Israel. We're in a place dwelling safely, and he goes through the valley of Jehoshaphat and plead for us. And so you got to start looking at doing some of those cities that they built over there that they say we're going, like Echo Atlanta. Google that, see how it looks. It's already built.
Oh, you talking about Atlanta? Yeah.
Echo Atlanta, they got teams all over there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They look like Wakanda.
You know, they didn't talk about Atlanta so much. They didn't build up a city called Atlanta. You understand? They haven't found one clue. that Atlanta was a place at all.
Right. So why would they mean, they said, when you start talking about Atlanta, you figure that's where they would be. But they didn't build that city for the sport. The people from America. So you got to think about that.
Well, I know that's what you're saying. I know what the Almighty said, that he was going to bring us people back the same way that our fathers were taken out of here.
Exactly.
I guess that's true.
Exactly.
The Ivory Coast, the Gold Coast, the Negro, what's that? They're going to bring us back through that. But I got to wait on the Almighty, you understand? See, a lot of us say, the curse has been over, the curse has been over to 1517, you understand? We can see the migration of people going out of here. I don't think that's what the Almighty is talking about here. You understand? You know, when he talks about, you understand, getting us from the clefts of the rock and out of the fields where we're going to be heated out, you understand? That's not us going to over there, what's the name? Going over there and admittedly every so often a few of our families going over there. You understand? I don't see that's what the Almighty was talking about. That's just my opinion now. I don't want y'all to go off and look at it, you understand? Do your research and take a look at it, hard look at it, and see what it really says for you.
Hallelujah. Well, I mean, you know, it's like I said, we got plenty of time now. We got 8 months to try to figure this thing out. You know, we got 8 months to go before the Most High and repent and apologize. You know, and once we come together with him, I think everything's going to be pretty clear. Once we finish this, I think everything's going to be pretty clear, you know, as to our mind is going to be clear to hear him clearer. I don't think it's going to be because right now, you know, it's kind of cloudy and everybody's all over the place, cleared up where it'll be very plain and be put together in an appropriate way where we'll be able to hear him clearly, you know, and like the guy said, how can you all take stories from a book and believe it? Everybody believes in something, and you know what I'm saying? And we believe that Bible, that's our history book. We believe those stories, and we believe in that God of that Bible. And he's given us enough examples through different situations and scenarios to let us know that when he turns around and faces us, that's a game changer. We ain't going to have to second guess nothing.
That is correct. I agree with that one. We ain't going to have to second guess it. You got to let it all play out, man. You know, and see what you know, and what I'm trying not to do for me is read stuff in. You understand? Say this, he meant this, or it meant this, or you understand? You know, I got to let this thing play out the way he had it played out. If we look at and read that scripture, there was a whole scenario of stuff that went down to get us to this point right here.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it took us a long time to get in this country anyway, because like you said, we've been gone from Jerusalem for, 2,500 years? We've been gone from there for 2,500 years. We only been here 400.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, that's something to take into consideration. You know that, you know, I don't know. We just have to wait and see, because y'all going to make it plain. I know we got to go somewhere. We're supposed to be going to the wilderness, and that's supposed to be the place. You know,
right.
And we're supposed to be going back to Sinai, you know, where the Most High can deal with us personally face to face again. So we'll just have to see. I don't know how you're going to work it out or how long it's going to be, but once that he turns around and faces us, I do believe that that's going to be the game changer. And, you know, we'll be able to know from that point for real what's going to happen, you know, but somebody's negotiating something. Somebody is negotiating something, you know, for us to be able to get our exit strategy to get out of here.
You know what's so ironic for me is that the same thing that happened in ancient times where he had us go out into, we stayed in the wilderness for 40 years and we wound up in Mount Sinai. You understand? Now, after he says he's going to bring us back into that region. That's
mm-hmm.
iron.
mm-hmm. It's our land. That's our land. You know, it's our land. I don't know. I don't know how you're going to do it, but that's the part I've learned how not to rack my brain and try to figure out. Because this is already pre-planned. When he wrote the story, he wrote the end from the beginning. So this has already been written out. It's already been planned out. It's already in place. It's just not time for us to move in it yet. You know, and when that time comes, he'll include us in the memo. But right now, we're not a part of the inner office memo. We just got to trust him.
And imagine why that is, why we don't know. Because we the type of people, you know, we the type of people, man, that take it too far. We take it as though it was our idea. We won't even include the Almighty.
So that's why. But it's already prepared. It was prepared when he wrote it. So he don't have to fix up nothing for us. It's already prepared for us, so. You know, when he wrote it, it was prepared. We just got to wait till it's time to move in it. And then when we move in it, we'll be there.
Yeah,
but that's
when
we're only going to last 3.5 years. Huh?
He gave us just enough for us to understand that we the people, and in the end, we win.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But we got to go through this in phases. And this is the phase that we're in right now. And once we complete this phase, we'll go to phase two. And then we'll keep on evolving to phase three and phase four and move us through. And with each phase, we have a little bit more faith. That's all you can do. For real.
And we just got to hold on and wait on him. Wait on the Almighty. Trust in him with all your heart and all your soul to know that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to bring his people back from corners of the earth. This is what he said. So, I mean, and guess what? We ain't got to do nothing but trust in the Almighty and repent for our stupidity.
That's true. That's true. And it has rolled up on the time for us for this to be over with. I want to let everybody know, Brother Donia is going to surgery on Friday morning, and we need to all begin to pray. And we'll be praying for you as our group, you know, and we'll definitely hold you up, you know, and dispatch angels in that operating room and the whole nine yards, you know, and just be encouraged, and we're going to get through this.
I appreciate y'all. I want y'all to know that I love you guys daily. You understand what I'm saying? You guys have been my lifeline, you understand, for the last four and a half years, 5 years. We've been doing this together, and you guys have been my lifeline, you understand? A lot of times I had to tell you, you say, well, we ain't going to be on it. I said, well, what am I going to do? Y'all been my lifeline, man. I enjoy coming on and talking and let's try to figure this out the best we possibly can. And the conclusion that I've come to is just that we got to wait on the Almighty, man.
Too close to turn around now. We too close to mess up now. Too close. All right, on that note, we say shalom, shalom to everybody. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our newcomers class, and the phone number for that is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256039. Let me give it to you again. It's 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256039#. So we'll see you Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Good night.
Oh.